All right, everyone, welcome to another episode of O365A. In this episode, the team is going to tackle a new feature or functionality that's coming out to Microsoft Teams, which is called Operator Connect, which is currently in public preview. So I'm going to pass it over to Michael to just tell us a little bit about what the Operator Connect is about.
Yeah, so there's been quite a bit of buzz around Operator Connect. Just recently went into public preview, and this is just another option to provide PSTN or public switch telephony network connectivity into Microsoft Teams phone system. So previously we had calling plans, which has Microsoft as your provider, with coverage in about 26 countries globally. We had direct routing, which was basically bring your own PSTN service or bring your own trunk. And now we have Operator Connect. So Operator Connect is basically a program where Microsoft has wrapped around direct routing, but for the telco or the carrier level. So this requires things like peering directly with Microsoft from these providers. So Microsoft Azure Peering Services or Maps. So this is really getting that high level network quality and infrastructure in place so that, things like SLAs can be extended to these providers and deep tie in on the kind of supportability between Microsoft and these operators. So definitely interesting to see how Microsoft is always evolving the phone system aspects of Microsoft Teams. Just one thing to note, with public preview, this does mean that some of the features may not be fully baked. They're not fully generally released. So there may be changes while the program is in preview. Also, it's not supported in government cloud. So this would be just for Office 365 commercial. And so this is, some of those limitations if you're looking to play with this. So with that, some of the aspects of the program is if you're kind of doing a comparison or a bake-off between calling plans, Operator Connect, and direct routing. Well, we've had something similar like Operator Connect prior where, a lot of these providers were doing a managed direct routing service. So this is just Microsoft kind of putting a certification process around that. So there's a lot of APIs that Microsoft has also released of this to do like mass onboarding and management for these operators. So things like APIs that will control onboarding of phone numbers into tenants, being able for the carriers to pull the call detail records and call quality dashboard information, ability to do management and stuff like that through all these different APIs and automation. Also, Operator Connect has a presence in the Teams Admin Center. So if you're familiar with direct routing, this was mostly managed, especially for user enablement from PowerShell. And Curtis is going to go into more detail of managing the service within the Teams Admin Center, similar to calling plans. So I like to think of it as kind of a bridge between where we have calling plans and direct routing kind of sits in the middle of that. And so we can have, some of those SLAs, those carrier level SLAs for that. So with that, maybe I'll pass it over to Hab to talk about some of the other aspects of the Operator Connect program.
Yeah, so I think one of the other features, I think would be, welcomed is the Operator Connect conferencing. So being able to bring your own PSTN numbers to your conference bridges. So, there may be some countries that may not have the dial-in numbers that your organization requires. So you can utilize these operators to, onboard that telephony capability for you, right? So one thing to note that of the 12 operators today for Operator Connect or for the PSTN telephony side for the end users, only six of them are currently on track for the Operator Connect conferencing. But again, that may change as more operators become certified and become onboarded within that program. So just one other thing to note as well is that the preview, the private preview for the Operator Connect conferencing will begin next quarter for the initial wave of partners. So the first, like I mentioned before, that's going to be BT, Deutsche Telekom, Entrato, NTT, Orange Business Services, and Telnor. And with that, I will pass it over to Kurt to tell us how to get enabled with Operator Connect.
All right. Thanks, Abid. Yeah, just a high-level description of how to enable this. As Michael mentioned, the operators actually appear in the Teams Admin Center. So this public preview is lit up in all tenants. You sign into the Teams Admin Center. And then left-hand side under voice, there's an operators entry now. So once you click that, you're presented with all the operators participating in the public preview. And you can just filter on your country, and it'll actually filter out all operators that provide this service in your region. After you do that, you can select one. And then it's as easy as filling out your contact information, accepting the data transfer notice, and you can add that operator in the Teams Admin Center as one that you're going to use. From there, then the next big step is setting up phone numbers. And it depends on whether you're acquiring new numbers for Teams users, or if you're going to move existing numbers from calling plans or direct routing. So if you're going to acquire net new numbers, there's a couple things you need. First thing to note is it requires a phone system license for each user. And you can just buy these and assign it to the user or users that are going to use Operator Connect. Next prerequisite, this is in the docs, and we think it's a prerequisite. We haven't validated it yet, but your org, your Teams deployment needs to be in Teams only mode for the coexistence mode. And you can check that in the Teams Admin Center. I think it's in org-wide settings under the Teams upgrade node. It'll actually tell you what coexistence mode is there. Much like calling plans, the next big thing you want to configure is you want to make sure that you have created and have valid emergency location addresses for all your users. That you just go into the Teams Admin Center, locations, emergency addresses, and then set up all your emergency addresses, which will be assigned to the user before the number gets assigned. Next, you want to acquire numbers. For this, you'll do that through your operator, and typically that's done through their portal. So you'll go to their website or portal and order and acquire phone numbers. And once they've done that for you, they'll make that available in the Teams Admin Center. And from there, once the numbers are uploaded into Teams Admin Center, it's just like assigning another phone number in terms of going in, picking the number, picking the user, and assigning the phone number. Now, if you're coming from calling plans or direct routing, you can contact your operator to port those numbers to Operator Connect. Once the operator has completed the porting, you can then unassign the existing numbers and then reassign them, again, all in PowerShell or the Teams Admin Center. And that's about it. That's just a high level summary of what it takes to enable this for a set of users. So pretty straightforward. And with that, I'll turn it over to Dino to discuss some of his experiences with Operator Connect.
Yeah, thanks, Kurt. So I had an opportunity to test this with a couple of operators, one in Canada and one in the US. And I mean, like anything in preview, there's going to be some bumps in the road. So I think some of the key challenges I would say right now are going to be trying to do this at scale. Like the docs don't talk yet about how you might do this using PowerShell. And I you know, we're waiting eagerly to find out how that's going to work, because obviously, you know, with calling plans, you're doing everything in the GUI. And you know, calling plans lets you do things with PowerShell as well, because if you have a few hundred users that you're dealing with, then trying to do this in the Teams Admin Center is not going to be a great experience. So look, you know, keep an eye on those docs for how to manage this at scale, and keep an eye on that. A couple of things that I've also noticed is when you're like, a few things you want to be mindful of is when you go to assign a telephone number and you search for a user, make sure you're searching for the user's display name. Don't try and use the UPN. You won't find a hit for that user. You definitely want to make sure that that user has a license that includes a phone system, like an E5, or if it's an E3, then add the phone system license. If there's any other licenses assigned to that user that kind of would be a provide a mismatch or be incongruent with that license, then make sure it's not that you've removed it. So for example, if the caller already has a calling plan license, then you'd want to remove that. It wouldn't work. So make sure you take care of that. And then lastly, you know, if you're testing and you are trying to use it with a user that has a direct routing number assigned, then that's going to cause problems. So ideally you want to test this with either a brand new user who's never had any kind of calling assigned to them, or a test user of sorts that's set up from scratch. Also of interest, I mean, it's important to note that Operator Connect can coexist with native direct routing and calling plans. So you could have a mix in your tenant of users that have calling plans that use traditional direct routing as it came out, sort of in version one, as I would call it, and then now the Operator Connect. So these should all be able to coexist. So the idea being, you know, you're sort of picking and choosing what works best for you there. So yeah, so early days, but it'll be good to see. It'll be good to see this carry out even further in terms of how doing this at scale will work, and some of the other enhancements that are brought in. But certainly, you know, the idea of being able to visualize all your DIDs in the tenant is great. That's something you don't have with direct routing today. So ideally, if we can sort of, if Operator Connect can become the, like, fill in all the gaps that direct routing had in terms of all the, you know, nice to haves and things like that, then that would be superb. So fingers crossed, we'll see where that goes.
Yeah, and I think the big thing here is right now there is, I think, about 12 operators today that are available to kind of select based on your regions. You know, obviously different operators have different coverage maps. The plan is that general availability will be Q3 of this year, so 2021. So there is, in some of the partners I work with, everyone wants to jump into this program and move away from their managed direct routing services. So Microsoft is taking nominations for other operators to come into the program. But usually with these type of programs, there is those launch partners that come out of the gate that will have, you know, that they'll go through the preview. And then once it comes generally available, that's when Microsoft will onboard more operators once everything has kind of been fully standardized and set to scale. So if there is operators that are listening to this and they want to get into the program, we will post the link on the podcast with the link to get started with the nomination process.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be interesting as they onboard more people. I think also from a future perspective, I'd be interested to see if, given that, you know, for the Operator Connect conferencing, you can bring your own PSTN. Will they allow that functionality for organizations that are using direct routing, given that the functionality is now there? Who knows, right? Maybe it'll just be an Operator Connect functionality. And then the same thing for the hybrid environments. So, like, if there's an organization that still has an on-prem PBX or analog devices and stuff like that, currently you can only utilize that functionality with direct routing. And it'd be interesting to see if these Operator Connect partners would maybe do a direct peering with the organization to be able to provide that on-prem connectivity as well, right? So kind of, I guess, a lot of things to think about. Hopefully we'll see, some of these changes, but definitely, I guess, three different flavors that you can select from as an organization to bring your PSTN and telephony into Microsoft Teams. So with that being said, I think a really good high level discussion on Operator Connect and Dino's experience, because I think he's the only one that's sort of gone through it out of the four of us. I'm not sure if Michael has or not, but hopefully everybody liked this episode, and we'll keep you up to date as things progress. Maybe even do a newer session. Maybe we can get some of the partners on board as well, just to see, you know, how they went through the process of certifications and stuff like that as well. So thanks for listening in, and hopefully we'll catch you on our next episode.
Thanks. Hey, everybody.